The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and a chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Morning, Father.
When I hear political leaders saying a lot of things, their followers listen to every word. I may, maybe not all followers of such political leaders will believe in everything that they say, but because they are their leaders, most probably they will believe what they say. If you're a Democrat or a Republican, whatever they try to teach you or tell you, most probably you believe in what they say. I don't know why you should believe in what they say, they're politicians. But with regards to Jesus, how much value do we give to everything that he said? No, remember, if you can believe and admire and follow politicians who would say anything and everything to get a vote, but they will not become like him, die for you, what more the Christ, the God who became man, the King of Kings, do you think he is the most believable and most trustworthy of all? He has power, he has authority, yet he is the source of power and authority. And even though he is God himself, what did he show to us? "I came to serve and not to be served." Washing of the feet. Imagine. Remember, I told you, when a person threw a shoe in front of a former president, that's the ultimate insult. Why? Because the pair of shoes touches the dirt. Imagine God, Christ the King, washing the feet of his apostles. That shows what? Utmost love, to the point of what? Being born in the likeness of men, became a slave, and was obedient until death, death on the cross. That is the Christ the King that we admire, that we believe, and should love with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our strength. So everything that he said are suggestions or commandments. Because he is king, your will is my command. Yes? You've heard that, right? Your will is my command. And everything that Christ said is not only from himself. Why? Because Christ said, "The Father and I are one." So whatever he said reflects, reveals what God wants us to have and what God wants us to be. So everything. So the question is, are we doing his command? Love one another as I have loved you. You want to follow me? Take up your cross or deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. What else did he say? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the merciful. So many things that he said. Have we concentrated on at least one of those many things that he said? At least one. And really perfect it in our lives. Especially with regards to what? Merciful, patience, kindness, understanding. And again, he was obedient until death, death on the cross. So for us to belong to his kingdom, to be part of his kingdom, we have to imitate his obedience. And let's face it, in reality, all of us here, all of us, including myself, have disobeyed him, have not followed his will because of pride, because of materialism, because of what the world offers. We have not imitated, obeyed, followed his will. We are still attached to our own ego. We are still attached to the values of the world. How many, again, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, how many again killed somebody just to have a discount? Imagine how attached those people are to what? To discounts. They're willing to what? Kill somebody, step over somebody, for what? Or for advanced Christmas gifts. Merry Christmas, I just killed somebody for you. What the heck is that? No? It's like somebody, when I was a young kid, I forgot to bring flowers to Mary because I belong to this group, Legend of Mary. But along the way, I saw some flowers and I stole the flower and offered it to Mary. See? I offered something to Mary. Yes, that looks good. But what? I had to steal it. Well, do you think Mary would be happy with that? Of course not. Same thing with anybody who says Merry Christmas, gives something to a person, but I had to kill or stab somebody to get this for you. It's not good. We have to be consistent. If we are going to celebrate Christmas, it is not about us, but about pleasing God. It's all about that. Why am I talking about Christmas? Because the readings are talking about the coming of the Son of Man. Of course, obviously we know he already came when he died on the cross, but he will come back again to judge the living and the dead. As to when he will come back again with all his glory, that's something else. But the point is, if he was to come today, will he be pleased with us? Will he be happy with us? Will he know? Of course he knows how much of Christ's words we have imitated and followed. But once again, that's why it is important, please, 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 it is important when you come here to the church, be reminded, that's why we have this mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, through my fault, through my fault, through my must, because, why? Because we know we have not done his will all the time. As long as you do that, as long as you are honest, we are honest that we haven't done his will all the time, then there is always what? A room for improvement. But if you come here high and mighty with all your nice clothes or whatever you have and then think of yourself as somebody better than the rest, no. When we approach Jesus in the most holy sacrament, we approach him with what? Utmost humility. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're rich or poor, because that is what God is. He doesn't care. Rather, what? We care about
the reality that we are nothing. Remember, huh? Please. Please remember, we are nothing compared to the reality of what is inside the tabernacle. No? And that is why when we approach, when we enter the inner sanctum, concentrate on that reality. We are in the face, in front of God Himself. And that is why when you talk to Him, no? We are not His equal. Maybe when you talk to a politician, you may see some kind of resemblance or identity because both of you are human beings. I don't feel threatened, or I don't even admire or insecure when I talk to any politician, because we are what? The same reality. We are both human beings anyway. But with regards to God, please be careful. Do not approach God with presumptuous attitude, because He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Yes, he died like a common criminal, just because He loves us. So once again, I cannot force you to love Jesus, but definitely when He comes again, He will know whether or not we have loved Him, obeyed Him, imitated Him with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our strength.